This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Shame.
Serious shame on
shame.
Them.
Shame.
Somebody came on the shame. Floor looking for an Uber Eats delivery shame. Or something there is carrying some McDonald's.
Shame. Super shame. Shy shame.
Double
shame.
Up.
Shame.
Yes. Yes. The greatest sports story ever was a fraud.
Somebody came on the floor.
Okay, Tyshirt, it's very early in the show for that.
Which we did theorize.
It's very...
That it's was still real to me, dang it!
It's very, very early. Extremely early. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yes, the big Uber Eats Duquesne Loyola Chicago story last night.
Shame.
Nope. It was a fraud.
Shame.
It was a fraud.
Shame. And you believed it.
It was part of an average. Everybody did. The guy walked on the floor.
We did theorize in the middle of our analysis that it could have been a fraud perpetrated on all of us. But for the moment, we decided to, like we were in a movie, suspend disbelief and enjoy the multiverse.
Well, it still doesn't matter. It still happened. Like, the guy still walked on the court.
Somebody
like,
came
it's
on
not
the
like,
floor.
It's not like the game was part of it. Like, okay, this part in second half, and
how
Uber Eats guy's going to walk on the floor.
I mean, that might have been blue chips, too. NIL edition. I mean, I don't know.
That part of it was legit. Like, it's, you know, the game was going on when it happened, so there was that. But, you know, but the Uber Eats McDonald's thing, boy, now it turns out that was, no, just part of a bit trying to gain attention. That's what it all was about. Nothing else.
Now it's good free advertising.
No, I'll tell you, man. That happens. It happens. But.
Well, what was it? The Lou Reed line. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously he stole that from somewhere else, but I'll credit him off the New York album for the purposes of this conversation.
Oh, hey, and speaking of New York, see,
go New York, go New York,
what the Yankees
go.
Do.
Where you think I'm going to zag right now in overtime after blowing a huge lead in the final 6 minutes of regulation. The Knicks now lead the Celtics with 28 seconds left to go, 116 to 115. The Celtics scored the first 5 points of overtime. Knicks have now scored the last six. So what could be a big defining win by the Knicks as R.J. Barrett just sinks a three.
It'll be a loss.
Yeah, it's going to wind up being some kind of really devastating loss where, like, Julius Randle, sure, you know, throws the ball away in the final 4 seconds and there's a dunk and the Celtics are going to win. I mean, I'm glad that that's how it's going to end. But as you like to say, Mike Harmon, the show is right now. We're speaking right now. And right now, the Knicks have the lead with 25 seconds left to go.
Well, that's right. They're currently in the television timeout. And we're watching this unfold. The last minute and a half prior to that shot being made was terrible. And your guy Grimes stopped shooting. This is where Steph Curry would have thrown a mouthpiece as uncorked another three-point shot, one of six on the night from three. And they finally, after a Celtics possession, get it back, swing it out to Barrett, who's standing all by himself. And it's like, he's not going to miss this, is he? He's not going to miss this, is he? And he drains it and started yapping at the crowd. It was funny. He turned, and it was like, hey, you need to get back on defense now. It's like, oh, wait, they called the timeout. I can jaw some more.
Nah, defense is overrated. I just want to complain about the shots my guy takes. That's what we found now. Just now complain about the shots your guy takes on offense. You don't need to worry about defense anymore. Just complain about that. That's all you need.
It's a good thing you're not worrying about defense because that took no time at all. For another television timeout after a Jaylen Brown
boy
shot to take the lead.
4 seconds, the Celtics take off the shot clock. Look, you're trying to get a 2-for-1, but really at 28 seconds, you're not going to get a 2-for-1. But he does go in for the layup. The Celtics have the lead over the Knicks, 117-116. 25 seconds left to go. This game in a timeout. We'll catch you updated on that coming up in a few minutes. But even if the Knicks lose, even if they heartbreakingly lose, right? Even if they lose because Jalen Brunson just turns and hands the ball to Jason Tatum for a dunk, because, you know, I feel like it. I don't care, because after what happened today, the Jets are getting Aaron Rodgers. I've been telling you this, Mike. I've been telling you. And all you have to do is follow the story. You don't need to be Benoit Blanc to figure out what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. After today, it's even more concern. It's even more assuredly they're going to get him, right? Look, we went through this. The Jets hire Nathaniel Hackett as their OC today. I know. I'm blowing past the part we laugh about how horrible a head coach he was and realize he's a pretty good offensive coordinator.
He's a fine Rodgers,
Aaron Rodgers offense. Yeah, he's not going to be the one making the decisions to say, hey, let's stop right here and kick a field goal from 63 yards out. You sure, man? Yeah, no, let's kick it right here.
No, we've seen that. He abdicates any responsibility in terms of fighting to stay on a field or kick a field goal.
Yeah, let's get some more yards. No, we're good. Just kick it from here. We're fine. Just kick it from here. We're all good. I mean, come on, seriously. So I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about it. He's a pretty good OC, right? You saw what he's done with quarterbacks, what he did with Rodgers. Is he the best play caller? No, he's probably a middle-of-the-pack play caller, but certainly his systems have all done pretty well, and teams have done pretty well. And he's in here now, but more importantly, he is Aaron Rodgers' guy. And I'm going to take you back to Tuesday, when Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show, when Tuesday was the day we knew Aaron Rodgers getting traded, because there were numerous reports from different NFL insiders saying Aaron Rodgers will go to the AFC if the Packers trade him. Packers want 2 first-round picks. The Jets will pay that price. Aaron Rodgers goes on Pat McAfee's show and says, hey, I'll rework my deal to make it happen. And then he also said this when it came to a question about the Jets. And this was just about Zach Wilson. Hey, what do you think the Jets should do for Zach Wilson? How do you think they should do things for him?
That was laid up really nicely, yeah.
Right? You know, what do you think? Yeah, because Pat McAfee's just asking this out of the blue, right? So he says, what do you think the Jets should do there over there in New York? And this was Aaron Rodgers' response.
I hope that, whoever they decide to go with at coordinator can come in and work with him and kind of break down a lot of the fundamentals for him and get him playing on time, because I think he's talented enough to have a long career in the league.
See, you heard Oh, well, okay. That's a good advice for Aaron, for Zach Wilson. No, what I heard was bring in the right guy at coordinator, right? Why is he talking about the coordinator spot? Why is he not just saying, hey, just make sure that the kid has what he needs to go forward and this, and I've seen a lot of talent from him. No, I hope they bring the right guy in at coordinator. Now, we can't stop right there because that's tampering. So he's got to finish by saying the right coordinator for Zach Wilson. But he's talking about, I hope they hire the right coordinator. And after he says that, what happens 2 days later? The Jets hire his old guy. Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Jets. It's all happening, man. He's trading one set of green for the other, and then in 12 years, we're going to get Jordan Love. This is how it goes. From Favre to Rodgers to Love, this is what we're getting.
No, it's a brilliant strategy, and obviously it's laid up, just like Jim Gray laid up the, you know, scratch he went out of his way to say, hey, Tom, you got your plan set yet? And the acting, I mean, look, he's going to be in 80 for Brady, so he's really testing out those acting chops. So he did that a little bit there. With Aaron Rodgers, sure, it's the not-so-subtle messages to anything, and this one specifically the Jets, but in general, you know, you got to have the infrastructure and the right guys in place for this to work. Obviously, previous experience and understanding, two top 10 offenses with Rodgers, of course, the MVP campaign, and then going back to Jacksonville. So you were able to do it in Jacksonville. So you've had success as a coordinator. We've talked about this for as long as we've been on air, Jason. The number of guys in the National Football League that are fantastic coordinators, maybe okay or slightly above average head coaches. I think of Wade Phillips because people think of Wade Phillips as a terrible head coach. Go back and look at what his record was overall.
No, he's very average. No, he is completely average. You are right.
He's not some slug like many would have you believe. We had Wade Phillips as our head coach. Like, no, but he's a better coordinator, right? It's like that old commercial. Remember that show Happily Ever After? The Married with Children knockoff?
Oh, yeah, that was a Brad Garrett, right?
Well, it was Nikki Cox and the guy from
Unhappily Ever After.
Yeah.
And
Bobcat Goldthwait.
She's the ex-wife of the new Lakers owner. Right.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, yeah.
But anyway, so he did a series of commercials where he was shilling for Miracle Whip. So he was all, hey, I make a great detective, but I make a better sandwich. Same thing here. Hey, you know, you make a good head coach. You're okay, but you make a better coordinator. And in some cases, great coordinators. And Hackett has proven that. So anybody going out of their way to try to slam this hire, he's not the head coach. He's not the coach in waiting. It's a guy coming in to try to push this team that is already pretty sound at most positions to that next level. And if it helps to connect the dots and knock down dominoes or roll out a red carpet to bring Aaron Rodgers to town, then damn it, that's what they're going to do.
They're still not making the playoffs.
Okay, first of all, let me just say this. Miracle Whip is terrible. All right, there's no way about it. I really wanted Miracle Whip to be good.
Says
it
the guy
awful.
Who eats it out of a tub.
No, dude, Miracle Whip is awful. Miracle Whip is – I can't – when this came out, I'm like, ooh, it's going to be another mayonnaise. And you know me, I love mayonnaise, man. I'm like, oh, man, we have another mayonnaise? We got alternate mayonnaise? And it just tastes like bad mayonnaise. I'm like, oh, this is – wow, okay. So that's bad. But secondly, yeah, there's the when you talk about coaches who are great, who are average, who are this, you have to understand when you talk about the truly bad, where the truly bad are, right? And Nathaniel Hackett was truly bad as a head coach, but as a coordinator, he was pretty good. He's better than Mike LaFleur.
He doesn't have to run the show.
No, he does. Again, as long as he's not involved in time management at all, I'm going to be fine. And he's good. Look, he's a veteran guy. He knows what he wants there. The Jets said today, all day, you said, we're bringing in a veteran quarterback. Robert Saleh said it. Like, it's like, okay, now I feel okay, you know, not having to say really great things about Zach Wilson because the season's over. You know, we're getting a veteran quarterback. We're bringing a veteran, and we're bringing a guy, and we're bringing a guy in, right? Do you think that Robert Saleh, again, about Aaron Rodgers, isn't following along with this script of Adam Schefter, Peter King, Aaron Rodgers again today, and now Robert Saleh? Oh, yeah, we're bringing in a veteran quarterback. I mean, follow it. It's it's going to happen, and Nathaniel Hackett's going to be fine. I'm telling you, that guy who got that Super Bowl 58 Jets logo tattoo is going to be the smartest guy in the world next year, because if that happens, if the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. They don't need Aaron Rodgers to be 39 touchdowns and four picks. They don't need it. You know what? If you said to me, we'll get the Aaron Rodgers from this year with the Jets, great, we're going to the Super Bowl, because we're going to bring back the best young running back in the game who's going to be healthy, and we have a great defense. We got weapons on offense. We're going to have the offensive end defensive rookies of the year in the NFL.
No, you're not. Honestly, Brock Purdy's the offensive
stop.
MVP.
He's not going to win rookie. That's stop.
He has
that's
to win rookie
how
of the year.
How about that? No, if he were able to win rookie of the year.
Why can't Breece Hall win then? If Brock Purdy, why can't Breece Hall
be
one?
Final cut, okay?
Yeah. It doesn't matter, but Brock Purdy, man, we got to put Brock Purdy on. Oh, he
who's
plays
still playing
he's
now?
Well, he's a quarterback. Yeah, he's
right
playing
now,
good.
Breece Hall's 2022 campaign is a distant memory except for wistful self-loathing Jets fans wondering what could have been.
Dude, I'm telling you, when I watched him trend today, I'm going, and I saw that the report was that he's ahead of schedule in his rehab.
Till he
I
gets
spent
hurt
10
again, yeah.
Minutes.
But isn't
I
that
spent,
always the report?
Well, with the Jets, it could be, oh, hey, we have no idea where the guy is. We haven't talked to him in months. He wants a trade. Okay, so realize that's the
base.
Oh,
you mean like
he
disappeared to Mexico like Ezekiel Elliott?
We can't find the guy. So to have him say I'm ahead of schedule, all right, that's awesome. I spent 10 minutes just watching his highlights from this season, and I got so bleeping excited I can't even tell you.
Don't
I got so excited watching.
That,
they're going to get him back next year, and we're going to have Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to the Super Bowl, and it's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that simple. But Frostberg, I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Very
the Knicks
question.
Won a game.
Very, very important question.
Hang the banner.
How did the Knicks-Celtics game end? I just told you. We were doing a show, and I saw made free throws by the
I
Knicks.
I have a
and
feeling you had it on your Commodore 64
or
whatever you got going on there.
I missed that.
Good computer.
Was the final score 120 to 117?
I didn't look at the final score. I just saw them talking to Julius Randle, so I assume you won.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah.
Well,
it's
either that or they were going to say, hey, Julius, you had a great game, but what the hell happened?
Yeah. It's a battle of free throws at the end, and Jalen Brown misses two.
Hang the banner,
could have given the Celtics the lead. Could have given them the lead with 7 seconds left to go. Instead, the Knicks get the rebound. They hit their free throws. Jason Tatum misses an off-balance far-out three near the buzzer, and the Knicks.
The best team
in the Eastern Conference, which now means the Knicks are the best team in the Eastern Conference. Transitive properties. It's coming up. It's all Knicks. This is as good as it gets for the Jets and the Knicks right now. This is as good as it gets for the winter sports teams right now.
You are bleeping hosting the bleep out of this.
I know
Thursday,
I am.
Thursday, January 20th. Should we take some calls from ecstatic Knicks fans?
Over the line.
Jets fans?
Hey, what are you happier about here? Aaron Rodgers to the Jets or the Knicks win? 877-99 on Fox. If you curse, I'll come kick your ass. I'll find you.
Brooklyn and Bronx only.
We're not going to sell your identity to anybody as far as you know, all right? So don't worry about that when you call us. You're all good. So there you go. Get ready. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It's all happening.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General Tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Well, yes, maybe the NBA game of the year. I don't know that there's been a better game than what we just saw.
What about the collapse when you gave up 70 to the guy that's playing now?
Yep.
I was on vacation. That didn't happen. It didn't count. I was gone that week. I was on vacation. It was Christmas week. Anything that happens Christmas week doesn't count in the sporting calendar because everybody's on vacation. Doesn't matter. No, it didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Wow.
I was here. It counted.
Well, also, that was in 2022. We're now in 2023. So I say biggest game of the year.
Oh,
okay.
See what I did there?
That's like just your opinion, man.
You may never see a better NBA game the rest of your life than what we saw with the Knicks and the Celtics.
That's just asinine.
It ended kind of...
We just watched Dame Lillard. It put up a monster game. We've seen LeBron run the table and at +420 give you that 40-point effort against the Clippers and then look like you'd rather have been anywhere else in the world while sitting on the bench.
Because of that video, that picture of him getting out looking so forlorn, they've taken away 8 points, so he doesn't have a 40-point game.
Erroneous on both counts.
Damian Lillard's game last night got downgraded from a 60-point game to a 38-point
game. Jason, this Knicks game was so bad tonight that it was brought to you by Uber Eats.
Wait, real Uber Eats or fake Uber Eats?
Somebody came on the floor.
Somebody printing their own stickers that look like Uber Eats, but it actually redirects you to a website that is not safe for work.
You know, the thing is, and you know what the lasting thing coming out of the story is going to be? You know, is Tyshirt's going to play that drop for the next 9 years. Like, there's drops he's been playing for, like, 9 years here on the show. And he's going to play that drop for the next 9 years. He's like, I don't care about that story. I don't care that the guy going on the floor in the Duquesne game, it was this whole setup and all that. I got the drop of a lifetime.
Somebody came on the floor.
Right, but that drop out of context means nothing and has no connection to that guy and whether that... the veracity of that entire delivery process.
Do you think it's really just a good one-liner? I say something like, hey, coming up next, we got a big story out of the NFL. We got a quarterback who's retiring after winning 7 Super Bowls. And Tyshirt will play the Cleveland drop. It doesn't matter. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. You know Tyshirt.
Look, man, it's Tyshirt's world, and we're just living in it.
At least Tyshirt didn't get fooled for the Uber Eats guy.
Oh, look. The Uber Eats story from last night that we spent a lot of time on, just say.
You've never been so sure of anything in your entire life, Jason.
What are you talking about? It was a legitimate
thing.
You knew.
You said you know.
I knew. The guy who walked on the court with McDonald's was doing it as a bit. Now, he still disrupted the game. They had to call timeout and all those things had to happen. But it turned out to not
inside
just
inside job, though.
Hey, I got Uber Eats for somebody. Still, the guy, everything we did last
night
was fine.
Wasn't Uber Eats.
The guy brought McDonald's for somebody. That's why a guy brought McDonald's to the game and walked on the court.
It's still a very important story for a number of aspects. Number one, that might be possible. Who knows? As long as you have a ticket to the game, which I got to imagine it wasn't a sellout. Mm. All right, extra $8 for a ticket.
Mm-hmm. And definitely not a sellout.
My sandwich. So you got that. The second is, you know, the security protocols are absolute crap. This guy just strolls straight up.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, we learned something perhaps if we're at Duquesne.
Okay.
They had the Seahawks security guy at the door.
Okay. Come on in. It's all good.
Working the front door like his life depended on it.
So while the Knicks' victory over the Celtics, breathless as we may be.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you this bold prediction right now. Sean Payton's going to be in the broadcast booth another year.
There's no bold.
Saints,
I think it's given now.
We mentioned this last night. We got into it very briefly, and then today it becomes a big story. Surprise, right? We talked about this last night. Sean Payton just doesn't seem to have any momentum going forward at any of the head coaching jobs, wherever he was interviewing. We watched Carolina hiring Frank Reich today. They actually spoke to Sean Payton very early in the situation. So, you know, now the openings are down to Houston, Denver, Arizona, Indianapolis, who never talked to Sean Payton. So it's Houston, Denver, and Arizona. And then we get this today from Mark Maskey, who, if you follow him on Twitter, he's an NFL reporter for the Washington Post. And he put this out after the Panthers wound up hiring Frank Reich as their new head coach. He said that, according to reports, well, we said, well, now it's out. It's out for Sean Payton. He's not going to be the head coach for the Carolina Panthers. And he said there was an issue with Payton's interview with the Broncos. He likes the idea of coaching Russell Wilson and having that defense, but fears a power struggle with a member of the ownership group. This is Mark Maskey, NFL insider for the Washington Post. Sean Payton had to quote tweet that and say, zero truth to this. We had a great visit, and Broncos ownership was fantastic. You couple this with the headline that looks like the Broncos are moving towards D'Amico Ryans to be their new head coach. And now, where is he going to end up? It's like Sean Payton now has to take Arizona or nothing. Right? Like it's Arizona or Houston, right? That's what it is. It's Arizona, Houston, or nothing. And are these jobs you really want? Like, he's gone from being the most sought after guy and people are going to pay whatever they can to go get him. And now I feel like he's going to pull out and just stay in broadcasting one more year, because he didn't come out and say, I'm ready to get back into coaching, to have to sit here and choose between Arizona, where you got an injured quarterback that's going to take you into next season, and starting over with the Houston Texans. He had stars in his eyes where it's going to be Dallas, it's going to be Miami, it's going to be somewhere big, and suddenly now, hey, it's the desert, or you can try to start things all over in Houston. He's going to slowly pull back. I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls his name out of contention, saying, you know what, this is not my year. I'm going to sit it one more year, because he will still be a hot candidate next year. The job he really wanted, which was Cowboys head coach, is not happening. Mike McCarthy is staying. And, they're keeping Dan Quinn today. So now maybe you think their succession plan is in place. It'd be McCarthy to Dan Quinn, who's not interviewing for head coaching jobs anymore. But the jobs Payton thought he was going to get are just not there. And maybe he was intrigued by the Broncos, but now you have differing opinions to how his interview went and how he felt about it. And is he trying to pull a power play, and were the Broncos taken aback by it? He's going to be in the broadcast booth, and he's going to try to hit it again in the next season, with the next offseason, where hopefully things get better, there's bigger openings, and maybe everything softens for teams going out to get him that can give. Because I'll tell you what, the trade compensation's got to be a big deal. When the Saints come out and say two first-round picks, as good as Sean Payton is, that's a tough thing. I mean, right now, teams don't want to give up two number one picks for a quarterback. You're talking about, should the Jets give up two for Aaron Rodgers? This guy's a Hall of Famer that won two MVPs before he had a tougher year this year. So if you're talking about teams that might be questioning doing that, giving up two first-round picks for a head coach when really he's worth it, but you still see people backing off of it? No, man, this just doesn't seem like it's the time for Sean Payton. And if he takes a job, he's taking it just to take it. So stay in broadcasting one more year. You'll still be a hot candidate coming out of this year, and get back into it next season.
It's funny, Jason, because as the whole coaching carousel started to spin and we were getting down towards those final weeks of the regular season, we talked about this very topic and what was it all about? Dallas and the Chargers, and then the wing and a prayer if McDaniel were suddenly relieved of his duties, when that started being rumored in week 18, right? Suddenly there was this uncertainty going into the playoffs of whether he'd retain his job. Not that you gave it much of a percentage chance, but there was at least a little whisper and rumor, conjecture out there. The rest of the jobs and this is always the case when a coach gets fired, or I shouldn't say always, most of the time it's the case when a coach gets fired, that there are, it's fraught with problems. You're not a turnkey solution where, hey, you bring in one piece or you are the missing piece and it flips into something great. With Arizona, who knows what the deal is? What's reality with Kyler Murray? What is he about in terms of his work ethic, communication, whatever? We've had nobody defend him. And he's coming off a monster injury, so he's not available to you for 2023 for at least half the season by normal timelines, unless all of a sudden we get that report. He's progressing so well. But Houston, do you want to go work for that owner? And the way they've run things these last couple years? No. Your best player in terms of your offense, Dameon Pierce, you know, notwithstanding, Brandon Cooks was just like, I'm in operation shutdown. This sucks. I'm done with this. Right? And that was in the middle. Like, he ended up putting up a couple of games at the end of the year, long after fantasy owners who had drafted him expecting them to just wing it up had long been eliminated from everything. But it's just the idea of just go around. Carolina, what were they going to have to give up? What was Tepper legitimately going to have to give up to the Saints to keep Sean Payton in the division? Whatever, the two first rounds plus what, right? What's the rest of that package got to be? And just go on down the line. Like, none of the jobs were turnkey solutions except for the roster built by the Chargers. And yes, I give a lot of credit to Telesco. They need to figure out what the hell's going on with the training staff. But the selection of the players has been pretty good. And then you have Miami with a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. Think of the fun Peyton would have with those two wide receivers and those former San Francisco 49ers running backs in the backfield there with Wilson, and once Mostert's healthy again, you got a lot of fun, whoever your quarterback is. But without those jobs, or Dallas with the, you know, Jerry Jones always covetous, but now evidently he likes Mike McCarthy to be there as long as Tom Landry in the hat. Right, those are the only three jobs that made any sense to leave the booth and sitting on the couch and enjoying going undefeated every week.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios, tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Well, Steve DeSager brought us the news a few moments ago. An absolute legend in college basketball has left us. Billy Packer has passed away at the age of 82, his son putting a message on social media a little bit ago, letting everybody know what happened. And already you're seeing timelines on Twitter being flooded with all great moments from NCAA tournament history. And you're going to see a million of them on there tonight. Like, I've seen stuff from the late 70s, and I've seen him announcing a Steph Curry game from Davidson when they had their Final Four run 13 years ago. And there's going to be a million highlights on here, and they're all going to be announced by Billy Packer. The guy had a 35-year run. He was the soundtrack of the NCAA tournament. And I mean, really, you go on to anything, you're just like, wow, that's like 45 different games I just saw. And Billy Packer's on the call for all of them. Every single one of them, you're getting Billy Packer. That's some kind of career.
Yeah, I mean, I think about it, and I was trying to get with Frostberg to figure out if I'm remembering correctly, wasn't he a guest with us at some point? Where we fought with him about something? Yeah, I want to say we did in our infancy here on Fox Sports Radio.
I don't remember. That's a long, buddy. We've been on the air 9 years, man.
I'm just saying, like, we've had a lot of legends cross our paths during our time here. But you know, he's a guy that his style, like every broadcaster, radio host, whatever, it wasn't for everybody. He would try to do the teaching and correction and, all right, what do you need, and really bringing it down to brass tacks.
Yeah, he came on
just the cheerleading thing. Yeah, he was with
we
us,
we
right?
had Billy Packer. Okay, all right.
Yeah, he really didn't like Jason.
There's that's okay. There's lots of things Billy Packer didn't like.
But I'm just sitting there thinking back, and it's like, all right, whatever the topic was, one of those, all right, we jawed at each other a bit, and it got elevated, and then by the end of it, it was like, wow, that was fun.
Yeah.
And he wished us well, and off he went into the night. But it just the idea of, you know, he was a guy that he wore it on his sleeve. You either liked him or you didn't, and he didn't seem to care one way or another, right? He was just going to talk about his love for the game and playing the game as he saw it the right way. Language got him in trouble at times, even though it was, well, maybe some of the beginnings of folks really just trying to read into what guys were saying as opposed to just, all right.
Oh, yeah, he would have. Yeah, I mean, he had, you know? I mean, he was no shrinking violet. Like, no. He got in trouble, I remember, for when talking about something with the NCAA tournament where he said, like, women are going to tell us how to run the NCAA tournament. It's like, whoa. Now, he always apologized because he was someone that always would sometimes talk before he thought. And it's like, dude, don't say that.
Well, and you had, I mean, the most famous was the Allen Iverson, right? And describing, you know, him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of trouble for that, too.
Got a lot of trouble.
Howard Cosell fired off of Monday Night Football, yeah.
Right, but in the end, you know, you had John Thompson and Allen Iverson were like, wait, what?
Yeah, they said,
Are you kidding?
He's not racist. Stop. The conversation's over. It's like, wow, okay.
You know, but he's one of those guys, I mean, he was on air for over 30 years. He was in chair on CBS for over, 25, 27 years, whatever the math was on that. So, I mean, he was a staple, and you can't tell college basketball's history without him with a seat at the table.
He's a staple on our show during March. I mean, Jason can't do one shining moment without his name being in it.
That is true.
I can't. I always say Jim Nantz, Billy Packer, Dwayne Ballin, Lionel B. Envenue, Jeannie Zalasko. I had to give all the names when we do one
that
shining
is true.
Moment. You know, we should do that tonight. And we should do that in an homage. We should do one shining moment. Play that a lot tonight. We should do that.
In honor of Billy?
In honor of Billy. We should do that tonight. Why not? You know, the thing about him is that he was the first. Normally when broadcasters do college sports, they refrain from being too critical because, well, they're kids after all, and it's like, dude, these are kids that are now coming in with $5 million NIL deals. Okay, I think you could be critical of them. He didn't care. He was like, yeah, hey, this guy should have been doing this. This guy's bad. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to be playing better. This was bad. That's a bad pass. That was this. That's a bad. okay, yeah, you know, he's kind of calling it like it wasn't, and his style wasn't for everybody, but it made him stand out because he called a game like you would get a professional game called in the NBA or the NFL, where you're not afraid to call people out when they make a bad play or and you need to hit more having a bad game. That was Billy Packer. So again, Billy Packer, rest in peace, passing away at the age of 82. We'll have more on remembering this legend coming up in a few minutes, but also we get into a big story out of the NFL where one coach says, I'm staying. What does that mean? We'll tell you next right here. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.